Our story today comes from The Good Samaritan and Other Parables, written by Tomi De Paola. When Jesus of Nazareth taught his disciples, he often spoke to them in simple stories called parables. The net. The kingdom of heaven is like a large net that is cast in the sea, where it gathers all kinds of fish. When it is full, the fishermen pull it ashore and sort the fish. The good fish they put in baskets to take away, but the bad fish they throw away. So it will be at the end of time. Angels will come and take away the good souls, but the evil ones will be thrown into the fiery furnace where they will weep and gnash their teeth. The sower. Behold, a sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some of the seed fell on the footpath, and it was trampled on, and the birds of the air came and ate it up. Some of the seed fell on rocky ground, where there was very little soil. It sprouted quickly, but when the sun came out, it withered for lack of moisture. And some of the seed fell among thistles, and the thistles grew up and choked it. But some of the seed fell on good ground, where it grew and bore fruit 100-fold. The weeds and the wheat. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed his fields with good seed. But while the man slept, his enemy came and sowed weeds in with the wheat and then ran away. When the wheat began to sprout and grow, the weeds could be seen growing among it. The man's servants went to him and said, "Sir, was it not good seed that you sowed in your field? Where have all the weeds come from?" "My enemy has done this," replied the man. "Well," the servant said, "shall we go out and gather up the weeds?" "No," the man answered, "if you do that, you might pull up the wheat too. Let the wheat and the weeds grow together until harvest time. I will order the reapers to gather the weeds first, tie them into bundles, and burn them. Then I will tell them to gather the wheat into my barn." These parables tell us that it is up to us to be faithful and spread the good news of Jesus. And it is up to the Holy Spirit to make it fruitful and make it grow. All we need to do is do our part, not worry about the results. That's up to God. Amen.